amazing. Yeah, yeah. It should be working.
Yeah. So start then, Troy.
All right. Hey, I'm Troy.
And I'm Reese, and you're listening to the Unusual Suspects Pop Culture and Whiskey, the podcast in which we talk about geeky stuff. You should know the deal by now.
Yeah.
If you don't.
Bad luck.
Yep.
I'm sick.
Yeah, you still haven't seen Star Trek either.
Yeah, I know.
It's come out like 4 weeks ago. Did you know there's more people seeing Iron Man at my cinema than Star Trek?
That's upsetting.
I know.
Iron Man's done. Move on to Star Trek.
You haven't seen Iron Man yet, have you?
Yeah, I've seen Iron Man.
Oh, right.
We talked about that last week.
Did we?
I was disappointed.
That was a week ago.
Yeah.
I like Shane Black. Oh, yeah, we did. We did. No, but it's really weird. You look, it's like, hey, there's like 80 people in Star Trek. There's like 100 in Iron Man. It's like, what the fuck? What are you people doing not watching movies?
Yes.
It's like $6 for a movie. Go watch it.
I don't have $6. I get paid monthly now.
Yeah, well, it's fucking budget better.
I can't.
I don't pay it for the movie, so I don't know why I'm playing.
Exactly.
And then I go see... Oh, yeah. Then I go to a real cinema and they charge me $20 to go see a movie.
Yeah, fucking rebater.
I went and saw Path Beyond the Pines. The part... Fuck! The yes. Place Beyond the Pines.
Was it good?
It was... First of all, I just want to say that 100% of the time I say Place Beyond the Pines, I say Path Beyond the Pines.
Yeah.
It's, okay, it's like three different stories, and the Ryan Gosling first third of the story is fucking amazing. Like, if that was the whole movie, 10 out of 10.
Well, what about 2 and 3?
They're still really good. They're just, it just opens really well. Like, all of, like, Ryan Gosling is absolutely amazing. Like, on the poster it says Ryan Gosling is electric or eclectic. I don't know what the second one means, so I'm going to go with electric. But yeah, no, he is great in that, visually and everything. And then like the kind of next two segments, and I like the way the story plays out. Yeah. It makes sense for it to go where it does, but it's just like, it's like you've built up, it's like a 2.5 hour film too. So it's like, this is the first hour is just brilliant. And then it kind of just takes a step down and it's slow, and it's a slow ending. But Ben Mendelsohn continues to be great in that.
That's right.
He was, what was he in? He was the Drago in Killing Them Softly, yeah. And he was
which
the Batman.
I was just about to say, I had a really fucking odd moment the other day where I saw a Killing Them Softly fucking poster in JB Hi-Fi, and I was like, shit, that was a good movie. And I was like, oh fuck, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, we both walked out of that movie like, was it good? Was it bad? It was, I don't know what happened.
And like, then Rick was just like, fuck this, man. What did you guys bring me to?
Yeah,
you guys
but
bastards.
We just couldn't really decide at the time.
Yeah, because it visually it was really good. But, like, substance-wise, it was weird. Yeah. It's a weird film.
But then going back and thinking about it now, I'm like, shit, it actually was a pretty good film.
I need to rewatch it.
Yeah.
The other thing is, we either would have seen that or the Shia LaBeouf
and Lawless. We saw that, like, what, 2 months before it came out in the US?
Yeah, they pulled it back for Oscar consideration, and apparently no one liked it in America.
Oh, surprise.
Which, the Andrew Dominik should have won an Oscar for fucking Jesse James. Yeah. Assassin of Jesse James. Every other film that year was not as good as that. But yeah, no, Path Beyond the Pines. Place Beyond the Pines. It's pretty good. Every time. I also watched the other not-so-great films this week that came out this week in Australia. Anyway, Snitch and The Call.
Snitch?
Yeah, it's the new Rock
film.
Oh,
yeah. Gotta do it to save me.
I'm going
to
sum this film up. I would give it a solid 2 stars because it's not terrible, but it's just boring. If you were to walk in the last 20 minutes, you would catch the only worthwhile part of that film. Like, The Rock, he's not a bad actor, but he can't act. He can't do drama. Yeah. And most of the film is him trying to do drama.
Yeah.
And when he gets beaten up by a bunch of skinny dudes, you're just like, what? No, you're like bigger than them. You can headbutt them and kill them. Look at them. And they're beating you. I'm not believing any of this. Yeah. So, and then I watched The Call, the Halle Berry. It is not terrible. I would give that a solid 2.5.
She's like a 911 dispatch operator.
Yeah, it sounds absurd. And taking out the last, like, the third act, everything up until that point is really well done. Like, you're on the edge of the seat each time. It's like something happens.
The style reminded me of that movie with Chris Pine and Denzel, the fucking stupid train movie.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
That was ridiculous. That was a shit film.
I mean, of course, when they lose the train at the beginning of the film.
Fucking horrible film. That was all right.
But, like, it's done in such a way that you don't think it's absurd. Until the end where she rocks up at the crime scene and then does her own shit. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. You've made a very tight thriller and now you've just thrown all that out the window to watch Halle Berry stand over a hole and flip her phone and then drop it down the hole. And you're thinking, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What the fuck is it? Up until the end, it's okay. It's a slow week for movies.
It is.
There's Nothing until next week.
In news, though, apparently Steven Seagal is signed on to Expendables 3, which means I will never see that film.
I still haven't seen 2.
Don't.
Who cares? He's going to be in it for 5 minutes anyway.
I don't care. I hate Steven Seagal.
Yes, you still have to get over that.
No, I'm not going to get over it. He's a horrible actor. Horrible, horrible.
I was going to try to do an impression of him, but I can't remember the last time I watched the movie.
Actor.
He's got that like slow husky
in
voice.
Existence.
It's like I'm gonna take you and I'm gonna kick your ass.
And he has the same look on his face every single movie, every single anything he ever does. Has the same stupid look with that stupid fucking ponytail.
What was that?
Shit.
What's that film he's in with DMX? Shit. That was okay. I liked that. The one with DMX in it.
I didn't see anything with DMX in it.
It was like DMX was in like a ton of action films. He was in Cradle of the Grave. He was in this one with Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. Is it Seagal or Seagal?
Seagal.
Because it's an A, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Jason Seagal, isn't he?
Yeah. It's horrible, horrible.
His films are pretty bad.
I would rather watch a feature film about Gilbert Godfrey and have to listen to that voice for like 2.5 hours.
That'd be a great voice to be able to do an impersonation of.
See 5 minutes of a Steven Seagal film. Fucking shit. I hate it.
Just watch Aladdin again then.
No.
I didn't watch anything else. Oh wait, no I did. I watched, ready? Wait for it. SWAT 2.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, SWAT Firefight. You know what? Not terrible. Well, okay, it's got Gabriel Marked in it, which you still haven't watched The Spirit, have you?
No.
Okay, watch The Spirit.
I will.
The Spirit is a roller coaster of awesome and terrible. But Gabriel Marked is in that. He's in Suits. He's in great in Suits. Everything he's in, he's likable. This is SWAT 2, directed by a rapper/director guy, producer dude.
No.
I can't remember his name.
RZA.
No. Not the RZA. RZA's only made that one film.
Yeah.
But it's stock standard. It's like kind of, you know, it looks like a music video turned into a movie, but Gabriel Marked is likable. I mean, it does miss, like, Colin Farrell and Jeremy Renner does good in the first one, and then you get Samuel L. Jackson. But yeah, it's SWAT 2. Someone gave it to me. I'm like, the fuck is SWAT 5? I just played it. I wasn't even, like, it wasn't even named right to play it, and then it's just like, this looks like a SWAT sequel. No. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this later. What's that?
Yeah.
I started watching Bronson as well. Oof. It was good, but I didn't like it. I'll go back and finish it one day because I like Nicholas Winding Refn, but I just didn't. It's a weird film.
TV wise, Elementary's done, Arrow's done, Revolution's back, but I haven't caught up on it.
I still haven't finished the first half of that season.
Mid season break.
They renewed it for a second series, anyways.
Yeah, it was good for what we saw.
Apparently, they're planning some sort of Game of Thrones style political thriller next season.
For what?
Because they want to introduce all the other areas.
Ah, for Revolution.
Yeah, for Revolution. So I haven't watched. Like last thing I watched is they fought the dude with the dogs. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Powers back, kind of. It's hard to explain.
I'll watch it at some
point. I've only seen like the first episode after the mid-season break, and then all turned to shit. Arrow season finale was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. They just...
Has he killed anyone yet?
Huh?
Has he killed anyone yet?
He always kills people.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't paying attention through those episodes I watched.
He kills a lot of people. But this was... I don't know. It was a good ending. It worked out really well. Everything came together as it should.
I'll catch up on that.
Didn't feel too over the top and everything like that. So
I think on Australian TV we're up to episode 3.
Yeah. So...
And like... I hate the way Australian TV... advertises anything.
Oh, it's fucking so all nothing the ads, to do with the episode whatsoever.
All of the ads for Arrow, for one, shit. Is just like, what happened on the island? It's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's about this dude with the bow, man. Come on, it's about he's coming back. And it's like, the island is like this cool little underlying thriller. And it's like, all of the ads are like, the biggest secret on television, what happened on the island? It's like, we're just lost?
It's fucking, they're idiots.
They advertise everything. I moved a chair, that was that sound.
Elementary?
We just watched it. You know, it got to the point where it, like, I guessed all of the twists.
I liked it. I didn't guess the twist. Maybe I was...
Johnny Lee Miller seemed to have some fun. Yeah. I mean, like, his on-air, his freak out was not as good as The Walking Dead one.
Benedict Cumberbatch, but... What?
No, I was just going to say, like, visually, as people freaking out on air, like, actors... Not freaking out on... I'm using the term wrong. Like, you know, freaking out acting-wise. Yeah. I mean, like, it looks like Johnny Lee Miller was a little bit reserved. I mean,
But he had an arm in his sling, so...
Yeah. I mean, who played... I'm thinking of The Walking Dead. Who's the main character? Rick.
Yeah.
Rick Grimes. The third episode of season three, or the fourth episode of season three, when he goes... when he loses his shit. Yeah. By far, best freak-out of the time. But yeah, it's like comparative to the English series, super underwhelming. I mean, Moriarty just was like in Sherlock was had nothing. Like they've got nothing on
I
that.
I mean, at the same time, for an American series, like usually taking something that's British and turning it into an American series lasts about four episodes before everyone's like the fuck and well, then it gets cancelled. But this is actually the main
reason for that is because like you look at. A good example is there's an English series called Worst Week, and it's about a guy getting married, and this is the worst week of his life or something. Like, I've never actually seen it, but it's six episodes.
Yeah.
The American series of Worst Week, 24 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Same thing they did with Inbetweeners. It was, like, six episodes a season.
I watched the trailer for that. It looked terrible.
It was... It's fantastic. British
No, series. I mean the American one. The American one lasted
seven episodes before it was cancelled, and it was due for 24 episodes.
Like, yeah, I know why...
stretch, and they would... The thing was, they didn't change it. They changed the characters and
yeah.
the environment, but
they kept the same
even jokes. The script.
Yeah,
like the script, the sets, like everything was pretty.
It's a lot of what they've always done. Like they did it with The Office. Like in the pilot episode of The American Office, there was only like a few different jokes from the original series.
See,
but they managed to get to a point where they're like
UK Office. I think it's just because I love Ricky Gervais. But US Office, I've watched a few.
I never got a chance to go really into it.
Hate it.
I really want to watch the later series when they added a lot of like Ed Helms and Catherine Tate. I saw was in it.
Yeah.
But I've been watching Hannibal. No, I haven't. I watched some of Hannibal. That's still really good. Like I really hope that gets renewed. I haven't. That's probably one of the best shows on television at the moment. Visually, one of the best shows I've ever seen.
We got S.H.I.E.L.D. coming up soon too, don't we?
Yes. Actually, did you see the full trailer for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty looks cool.
Pretty fucking good.
I mean, yeah. It's got.
It's a Joss Whedon TV show that they probably won't cancel.
Wait,
fingers crossed.
Is his name Clark Gregg or Greg Clark?
Clark Gregg.
Okay, I always get it mixed up for some reason. I don't know why. I always think his name's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as he's in it. Like, it looks a little low budget because, of course, you're moving down from the Avengers, which was huge. But
it's still, you know.
Yeah, still pretty interesting. Also, there's Almost Human upcoming. That's one of J.J. Abrams' new series.
Yeah, I know that.
Carl Urban. Always get him wrong, because my brother's name is Carl Urban. So, Carl Urban. That looks pretty interesting. You know, he's in the future. He's a cop. There's robots. You get the point. Seems like most of J.J. Abrams' television series lately have been pretty terrible or don't last longer than a season. Not including Fringe and Lost, of course, but like The Undercovers, I didn't like at all. What About Brian lasted two seasons. Six Degrees lasted a season.
Yeah.
Like Alias and Felicity, Fringe and Lost are the last series that have actually lasted longer than a certain amount of time that he's actually finished on his own terms.
Yeah,
he's got something else with Kyle MacLachlan in it, but I can't remember what it's called. Believer or something.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the trailer for that. Michael Bay's got some television series coming up.
Oh god.
Yeah, I forget what they call it. Like,
what's he gonna do? He can't afford explosions on, you know,
one of them's about pirates or something. I don't know.
Oh god.
Hey, come on. He's like he's dumb Bay's. Fun.
Yeah, he is dumb fun.
I was looking him up the other day for some reason, and like 67% was the highest he'd ever rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh god.
Everything averages around 20-30%. I'm trying to think of what it was. It's like Armageddon or something.
It's just pyrotechnics. It's all it is. It's just like explosions.
Well, what was the first thing he did? Wasn't that supposed to be good? No, The Rock. The Rock, 67%. And yes, because that movie is awesome. Fuck what everyone else says. The Rock is awesome. Nicolas Cage.
True that. Nicolas Cage. Gaming news, I guess. This week.
The Xbox One.
Xbox One. New Xbox reveal.
I didn't really...
What I find funny is, I mean, you know, it's just a console reveal. I mean, what can you expect?
E3's literally around the corner. Like, I saw some complaints of people going, they didn't announce any games. Like, E3's around the corner. That's where they're going to announce all of their games.
Like, literally, like, 3 weeks away.
Like, yeah, PlayStation and Xbox are going to do most of the meat and potatoes there. This and the other PlayStation event were just like, hey guys, yes, in case you didn't know, we actually are working on it. Because, like, every time people would ask them, so what's happening with Next Generation? Nothing. We're not even working on that. Because it's like, well,
everyone knows
we know you're working on this. You know, we know you're going to announce it at some point. You mean, like, it's the worst kept secret in video games is there's another generation coming along. But yeah. Xbox One is the second worst terrible name this generation after the Wii U.
Yes.
I mean, obviously they wanted to keep the Xbox name, but Xbox... I think One is supposed to be, it's your all-in-one box, your television, your internet box.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do for their press conference. It's all-in-one.
Which is annoying, because that's not what I want out of my console. I've got a perfectly good television that does that. I've got a perfectly good computer that accesses the internet. I just want to play games off my Xbox.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess until E3, none of this stuff will be more...
It gets Blu-ray. It's not backwards compatible, which is, you know, fantastic. You can transfer your, like, avatar and
the achievements and all the score, rest of your which, shit. That stuff I've stopped caring about a long time ago. Same.
But now, like, no, you can't play Xbox 360. No, you can't.
And then
play
again, in their defense, anyway,
you can't transfer your Live Arcade stuff over. Like, yeah, I understand that they're pushing that it's a new generation and that we don't want to keep holding.
I can see that there would have been a point really early on, like, it's like, well, we can either do this with the console, or we can try and make it backwards compatible, and it would have been to the point where it's just too much hassle. And, like, I mean, unless you are trading in your Xbox to get an Xbox One...
Yeah, and trading, if you have a second-hand game, to play that second-hand game, you have to pay a fee.
Oh, they're all rumors at the moment. I mean, one thing's reporting this, the other thing's reporting no, they're not...
Like, Microsoft themselves turning around and going, oh, well, it doesn't have to be always online to use the console, but you need an internet connection.
I don't know. It's like I said, like, E3, we'll just have to wait until...
You don't need oxygen to breathe, but you will need air.
It's like fish, man.
It's ridiculous.
Fish don't need air, but they need oxygen.
But, I mean, yeah, they'll flood with info and all the rest of their hyped up shit over the next few weeks.
Yeah, and then E3 hits, what, 6th of June? Shit, that's like the 23rd. That's like 2 weeks away. Holy shit, that is 2 weeks away, because Fast and Furious comes out on the 6th.
Yeah. And we'll get a,
That'll be good, for one thing, is it'll be the first E3 in years where people are not just showing older games. Oh, games you've heard of, because... I mean, this will be the first actual E3 in which the consoles have been officially announced, which allows the people that have been working on unnamed next-gen games to actually show them off. I mean, so far, the only things that anyone's actually shown off from next-gen is Watch Dogs and Ghosts and Assassin's Creed Pirates.
Yeah. The new Xbox, I guess, is one I will get. I don't know whether it's going to be one of those lineup window release things to get, but Xbox, just mainly because the Xbox 360, it's online and its functionality has been better than most consoles.
Unless they have like very specific console only games, it's going to be pointless because I won't have the money to spend.
Oh, thousands God, no.
And I've got this pretty awesome computer.
Soon as they throw a price point, and you know it's going to be 800 plus for PS3.
They might do
Xbox.
Like a lot of people are talking about that because they did the subsidized thing with the Xbox at the moment. For $99 up front and like $15 a month for 24 months, you can buy yourself an Xbox. You get Live and all that thrown in. Yeah. So I bet they'll do something like that. Like it's half price, you pay $15-$20 a month.
But I mean, like, it's weird because you got to cross your fingers for Xbox because it was 7 years ago since 360 was released. And that first 3 years of the 360's life was Red Ring of Death.
Yeah, but they still managed to come out on top over the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because of the price point.
Because of the price point and because over time they finally fixed it where it couldn't Red Ring anymore, but it took them 3 years. But I hope to God that there isn't something...
Microsoft obviously needs to start throwing money at developers. Well, they needed to...
Xbox One's running on Windows, which says enough.
But because a lot of the problems that's didn't start at the generation was Xbox were all for they brought up the XBLA, the Live Arcade, and they were all for indie developers playing all these smaller games, and they pushed them to the forefront and everything. And since that happened, Steam has become such a huge thing that all of those games are available on there. PlayStation have decided to start partnering with these smaller things, and apparently Microsoft is so difficult to work through behind the scenes.
Yeah,
all of these indie developers have moved. Yeah. Like, we can just do Steam, or we can go to PlayStation because they'll take us there.
Yeah.
And to a point where Microsoft has lost the uniqueness it had. Like, the Summer of Arcade used to mean something.
Oh, yeah. And now it's just like half-price Xbox game.
Every year, the Summer Arcade has one out of four good games, if that. I can't even remember. The last Summer of Arcade, I think, that I actually enjoyed was the one with Limbo in it, and that was before you went to Canada.
Yeah, and that had Limbo, it had Hydro Thunder, it had Sonic, and it had something else.
It had Castlevania Harmony of Defense.
Yeah,
whatever it was called. It was like,
which we got and played, I think, for like 2 hours. And I look at that game every time when it goes through my list, and I'm like,
because
the DS ones, like the side-scrolling DS ones that they were based off, were fantastic as standalone games.
Yeah.
But to throw all of those characters and all of those environments into one, and it's like,
here's a half hour. Give you 20 minutes to try and finish it.
Yeah, here's a half hour time limit, try and kill shit. And even if you've got four characters with decent weapons and decent shit.
Yeah, we got stuck on that one level, and it's like, it was fucking pointless.
Yeah. It's like trying to do a four player R-Type, it's just ridiculous.
Now, E3 soon, anyways, 2 weeks.
Yep. Big stuff, as usual. Sony have, when did they do their reveal? Sony have got their reveal month for their
ago.
Huh?
Month ago. 2 months ago.
No, they haven't shown their PS4 yet.
Yeah. Well, they haven't shown the actual console, but they did
their reveal. They're doing the whole console reveal.
They put out a press release yesterday before the Microsoft thing, saying, hey guys, we've got new details coming soon.
They're doing the reveal.
It'll be a week
before E3.
Yeah, so, they always do. I know Nintendo aren't doing their big.
Well, they did a Nintendo Direct the other night. Midnight Direct.
Yeah, but they've stopped they're not doing their E3 press conference like they do every year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They're the only ones that use the is it the Chinese theater? Where the Oscars are held?
Yeah. But they've got a chunk of Nintendo Directs ready to go and they spoke about it in this latest Direct.
Well, they said that
E3 these days is more about the press and trying to sell your products to the press so the press give.
Well, it's only been a
good name. They said, well, that's not fair. They want to give it straight to the people.
It's only because it's been decide. That because the last bunch of E3s, no one's had anything of note to show. Like, everyone thought last year's
E3, Ubisoft was the best one.
Because they were showing off games. And, Microsoft spent the entire time talking about smart glass and how you can watch ESPN on your thing.
And Microsoft every year are known for pulling out shit-ass celebrities. Who's cheap to hire? It's like, oh, let's get Usher in for Dance Central. Let's get Shaq in to show off the NBA game. No, but they just, pull in.
Because they have the money. They're just flaunting it at this point.
But no one cares at E3. We want the games. We don't want shitty celebrities coming out peddling as shit.
It's still the reason that they still have booth babes at E3 is because they assume that pimple little boys go there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's just insulting and stupid at a point.
And it's a press, it's a press-only event. So the booth babes don't even matter. It's just to show off the press.
And I do see a lot of press that just look at people. It's like, if you're going there to get swag, you're a fucking moron. They just look down at these people that are just rocking up to get free shit.
Yeah.
Which I kind of did at the EB Expo.
I'd love to do that if I had a fucking pass to E3.
I watched everyone walking past with all their bags and shit. I'm like, really? Really? I'm up on the bar having a game of pool getting drunk. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Although the guys with Saints Row, they did pull out the chicks in the bikinis, and they're like, it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, that's fine.
Sony's just, what's his fucking name? Masai, or whatever his name is.
I have no idea who anyone at any of those companies are anymore.
The head of Sony always comes out and does his whole
Katsurai.
Yeah, that's
he's not the head of gaming anymore.
Isn't he?
No, they pulled him off of that months ago.
Ah, oh, fuck those. But, I mean, every year he's come out and, his typical Ridge Racer and stands there reading the teleprompter. They all have their little teleprompters for their stuff, but he is more obvious than anyone else at E3. He could just stand there and
I'm pretty sure English isn't his first language, though, so...
No, it is.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't he, full Japanese?
No. No. Oh. Not the head of Sony.
Are we talking about the same dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't watch any of these events, to be honest.
I always watch him, and he is ridiculous. And Sony did the same thing last year. They just pulled out, we've got, Killzone, or we've got Call of Duty, or they just, whoever they can get. And that was the funny thing with Xbox and Sony last year, was they both showcased, I think, 2 or 3 games that the other one had showcased.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
It's because there is nothing to show.
Games
that, because I bet that all of the things they want to show out,
they're
is
like,
for this
oh,
year.
Look, Assassin's Creed, which we didn't know was shit at the time, and Watch Dogs, and we've got this, and we've got that. And they just they did their own 2-hour presentation that was better than anyone's.
Because everyone else couldn't talk about the new hardware, they couldn't talk about the new games, and they had no game. Because no one's going to develop games for a console that's going to be going, except for Rockstar and fucking Quantic Dream and shit like that.
Yeah.
But,
So, Hopefully this year's E3 picks up a bit better.
Yeah, we'll find out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
I know. I'm trying to think.
It's been a slow week. Yeah.
It's my thinking face. I don't know. I've seen like 5 movies this week. I'm like, I haven't really done that much.
Yeah. I've played about another 35 hours of Monster Hunter.
I played more Bioshock Infinite. I haven't got that far through it. I did play Among the Sleep. I was telling you about that. It's a first-person survival horror game where you play as a 2-year-old. It's pretty rad. You press the control button to crawl. You press it to walk. And you have to... I was playing with headphones, of course, because that's the only way you play horror games. And basically, at the beginning, your teddy bear gets kidnapped by the monster or whatever. Dude shoves it in the washing machine. So, like, you're walking around, you can just hear this... Help me! Help! What the fuck is that? You walk into like here in this huge washing machine because you're 2 years old, and it's just this dude screaming for help. It's like you open it, it's like, oh, thank fuck, it's a teddy bear. What the fuck was Jesus Christ? And now I need to play more horror games.
Hell yeah.
I did play the demo for the new Resident Evil on Wii U.
Well, not really new.
Well, you, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play that game. It
was fantastic on 3DS.
Like, I just played it on the screen because my HDMI cable wasn't even plugged in, but... Oh, they finally got a virtual console as well. Super Metroid was 30 cents.
Yeah.
I bought it. Yeah. And I died. And I'm probably never going to play it again.
It's brilliant.
And then I got Super Mario Brothers 2 and Super Mario World.
Yeah, which I started transferring all my old...
that's right.
I already transferred all my old stuff from the Wii, but you can pay an extra like 90 cents or something and get it playable on the Wii U gamepad. So I'm like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, that was the neatest thing, is you just play it on the gamepad. Yeah. Because I literally don't use...
The Rayman Challenges app is actually pretty cool.
That's to appease the people that are pissed off at them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's actually not too bad.
Yeah, I couldn't be bothered downloading it anymore because the internet's too slow in that room. It took like a couple of hours for it to update the Wii U.
What the hell?
It's down the hallway, man. There's walls in the way.
Oh,
God. Shit doesn't bounce.
You need a better router.
I need a better internet provider.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty much us, I think.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll do.
Go watch Star Trek.
Yeah, go watch Star Trek.
Hangover comes out tomorrow.
Do other things. Hangover. Yeah.
3. Yeah. And then Dead Man Down comes out tomorrow. Farrell, Numero Pace one from the guy that did the Swedish dude that did
Push.
Get with Dragon 2.
No. Oh.
Push.
It's an American dude. Just put your hand out and like Push.
No, an American dude made that film.
Yeah.
No, an English dude made that film. Fuck. Now, Paul McGinnis.
Wow. Yep, that guy.
Yeah. Irish fella. Paul something. McGowan? No, that was my old projectionist.
MCG something.
Say goodbye to the people and I'll look it up.
Okay, goodbye to the people.
It's slower. Buy me some time.
Bye people? I don't know.
I don't know. Fuck, that's not how you spell movie.
If you're local on the Gold Coast...
Paul McGuigan. Paul McGuigan.
If you're local on the Gold Coast, there's a few good locals.
Oh, just the other thing I want to say about the call is it's really awkward because it's got Abigail Breslin in it, and she's who's in that? That she's the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, how old is she now?
I don't know. She's in between that age when it's like, she was a little girl, and now she's not so little girl, and half of this film she has no top on. It's like, what? No!
Wasn't she the chick in Zombieland?
Yes.
So...
That was like 07, dude.
Yeah, so she's at least like...
16 or something.
17.
Yeah, I know, but it's like she still kind of looks like that little kid. That age where you don't
want to look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. And then Halle Berry takes her shirt off at some point. And you're like...
Hell yeah.
What the fuck happened to her shirt? And now they both don't have shirts on. Why don't you give her your shirt? Why am I still watching this movie? I will see you guys next week.
Alright, laters.